KBLA 1580 Santa Monica.
I'm Kevin Brown, and here's the latest from the Black Information Network. The IRS will pay 5% in guaranteed interest to those with delayed tax returns. That's the word from the agency today. The policy begins in July. The actor who played the Red Power Ranger in the 90s TV series is facing federal charges for COVID fraud. TMZ reports Austin St. John had his home in Texas raided by the FBI, and he was arrested. Prosecutors say St. John was approved for $3.5 million in loans designed to help small businesses affected by COVID, but he used the money on himself. Rapper J. Cole is reportedly heading north of the border to play basketball. A report from The Athletic says the Grammy Award-winning rapper will be signing a contract with the Scarborough Shooting Stars in the Canadian Elite Basketball League. That's the latest. I'm Kevin Brown for the Black Information Network and BINnews.com.
At 7-Eleven, 6 days of coffee equals a seventh cup free when you scan the 7-Eleven app. Drink coffee twice a day, that's two free a week. Mmm, math tastes good. 7-Eleven, you brew you. Terms and conditions apply. See 7-Eleven.com for more details.
Hey, yo, don't let nobody else up in this booth.
Excuse me. Now that I have your attention, may I ask you this question? What image comes to mind when you hear the word homeless? Do you believe it to be solely a big city urban problem? A problem that only affects cities like Los Angeles and New York that have been inundated with panhandlers and tent encampments? What causes one to become houseless? And what strategies should be implemented to assist in helping people achieve and maintain housing stability? And do you believe having access to affordable housing should be a right in this country? Well, you've come to the right place. You're listening to LA's all-new progressive talk radio station, of the people, by the people, for the people. It's KBLA Talk 1580, and we've got you covered around the clock. Racism?
We don't hate white people. We hate the oppressors, whether he be white, black, brown, or yellow.
We got you. Miseducation? We got you. Gun violence? We have you covered.
If you're afraid of socialism, you're afraid of yourself.
A black-owned and operated, evidence-based alternative radio station for progressive, open-minded people like you and me. Welcome home, L.A. We're all in this together. It's KBLA Talk 1580, broadcasting from the heart of L.A.'s Leimert Park. We've got a lot to talk about.
You can't do it unless you believe that you can do it.
The views and opinions expressed and resources shared on this program are strictly informational and should not be substituted for medical advice or evaluation.
I told you I don't need to talk to nobody.
My daughter's losing weight. She sleeps all the time and has terrible moods.
My drinking ain't the problem. You nagging me is the problem.
Problems and pressure are at the backdrop of everyday life, impacting our physical, mental, and spiritual health. But where are the solutions? And who is concerned about the family? The Urban Family. Presenting Urban Family Focus, hosted by Reverend Gerald Smith, here on KBLA Talk 1580.
Good morning from our studios in Los Angeles, California, and to you, wherever you're listening in the country, this is Urban Family Focus. I am Loretta Shelby, in for the vacationing Reverend Gerald Smith. Have a pina colada, Gerald, but it's really early. And this is the show where we get right down to it. We discuss addiction, mental illness, health and wellness, conflict resolution, financial literacy, grief, and a whole lot more. But we don't just talk about it among ourselves. We invite qualified experts who are here to provide knowledge, insights, and coping skills. We want you to live your best life. Speaking of your best life, Reverend Gerald insists on sharing a word for the week from Sister Nawili. This week's word for the week is, always love people from your heart and not from your mood or needs. Our goal is to make sure that you catch that worm, because if you're listening to this show right now, you are an early bird. The worm we want you to catch is wisdom, opportunity, resources, and motivation. This is also the time to wake up your family and friends, because they're gonna miss something great if you don't wake them up right now. Invite them to tune in or download the KBLA Talk app. Now let's get right to it. May is Mental Health month. It is indeed. And we're pleased to have our resident psychologist here with us this morning. She is Dr. Loren M. Hill, a licensed clinical psychologist in private practice. She, through her company, Acclivity, is a consultancy that advises clients in executive coaching, psychoeducation, program management, and evaluation. She has, over the years, been recognized for her professional contribution. She was a 2018 Antioch Alumnus of the Year, and in 2017 received the prestigious Institute on Violence, Abuse, and Trauma Community Volunteer of the Year Award. She has memberships with the American Psychological Association, the California Psychological Association, the Los Angeles County Psychological Association, and she is a member of the LACPA Ethics Committee. Ladies and gentlemen, she's qualified to be here. Good morning and welcome, Dr. Hill.
Good morning, Loretta. Thank you for having me back.
Oh, it is our pleasure indeed. So, I mean, gosh, how fitting. I guess really every month should be Mental Health Awareness Month, but back in the 1940s, it was established to raise awareness about mental health and related issues and hopefully to break stigmas. Now, got to be honest with you. We knew Reverend Gerald was going on vacation, so I had an invitation to co-host the show. And I had a planned topic based on a workshop series that I was doing virtually called Save Your Last Nerve, How to Deal with Difficult People. However, yet again, another topic has prevailed that is ripped from the headlines. 10 people are killed, 3 are wounded in a mass shooting in Buffalo, New York. We got to have that conversation. Our community, yet again, is hurting over a continuing situation. Just in a few words, what would you like to say? We're going to get deep into it in a few moments.
Well, sadly, this is not something new. I believe last time I was here, we had another ripped from the headlines. And so a few words I would say about it is really take care of yourself. Be kind to yourself. Take a break from it. Don't scroll through every news report. Just, you know, tune out. Tune out.
So here's what I want to say. Thank you very much for that. If you are on the fence about whether you're going to listen to this show in its entirety, please get some coffee, a bagel, juice, whatever, make your little green drink, whatever it is. We're going to dive deeper into this topic of how these traumas impact our community. And then maybe we'll find out how to save our last nerve when we come forward here on KBLA Talk 1580.
Healthy lives, healthy home, and a healthy community. More of Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith when we come forward on KBLA Talk 1580.
The Los Angeles Urban League and Parkside Economic Development Corporation are on a mission to close the wealth gap between black and white households. BWARP, the Black Wealth Attainment and Retention Program's virtual workshops, can help your family acquire, grow, maintain, and pass down legacy wealth. Learn from the experts about crypto essentials, wealth impacted by the unexpected, building real wealth with real estate, a healthy approach to wealth building, women handling business, retirement for personal success planning. Register for this free series that could change your financial future at laul.org/BWAARP. Your path to financial empowerment continues with BWARP, the Black Wealth Attainment and Retention Program, every second and fourth Wednesday in March, April, and May at 6 p.m. Register now at laul.org/BWAARP.
Are you behind on your LADWP water and power bill? LADWP is here to help. Their payment plans and other assistance programs can get you the help you need to pay past due bills and even save on future bills. Don't wait. Sign up for a payment plan or bill discount program today by visiting ladwp.com/cares or call 1-800-DIAL-DWP. That's 1-800-342-5397.
If you live in L.A. County, you could be eligible for free internet. Call 866-298-1825 to see if you qualify for free home internet. Call 866-298-1825. Brought to you by L.A. County's Delete the Divide Initiative. 866-298-1825.
It's Macy's Ultimate Shopping Event with an extra 25% off summer trends when you use your coupon or Macy's card. Like 30 to 50% off men's suits and blazers, 10 to 50% off fine jewelry for your next standout moment. And style your sanctuary with 50 to 60% off comforter sets. Plus, Macy's Star Rewards members earn on every purchase except gift cards, services, and fees. See Macy's.com/Star Rewards. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a speed bump. Did you hear what I said? I'm a speed bump. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, the cost to reattach your muffler could really be a bump in the road. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Bar and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
This is Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith.
Gerald Smith.
A spiritual and scientific evidence-based self-help program on KBLA Talk 1580.
Woo! Y'all gonna make me lose my mind. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gonna make me go all out. Up in here, up in here.
And can I get an amen this morning before we... turn to our topic. We're pleased to inform you that Urban Family Focus is brought to you by the Los Angeles Urban League. For over 100 years, the Los Angeles Urban League has served as a powerful advocate for African Americans and other minorities by ensuring that our communities have access to careers with living wages, opportunities to start and grow businesses, and clear pathways to personal and professional growth. For more information on the Los Angeles Urban League's programs, services, and events, log on to laul.org. Okay, again, the headlines, ripped from the headlines, it's not really diverted our topic for today, but we're going to interweave it because we're trying to save our last nerve here. 10 people gunned down, broad daylight, Buffalo, New York. Not very long ago, Dylann Roof took out 9 black people in church. And, lest I forget, is escorted to jail. Lest we forget, the mass shooter in Buffalo is apprehended and escorted to jail. Kyle Rittenhouse went on a shooting rampage that he calls self-defense, fatally wounded 2 people in Kenosha, where he drove with an assault rifle, was self-deputized to assist law enforcement during the aftermath of the non-fatal shooting of Jacob Blake. Jacob Blake was thought to have a knife, and he was shot 4 times in the back, 3 times in the side, and had been tased prior to that. So, we know what's on the minds of our community and what's in our hearts. Why do you think that white men get to be acquitted, escorted, apprehended, and explained, you know, their behavioral malfunctions are explained while innocent and often unarmed black people die? You're a psychologist. What do you say to that? What do you think?
Well, it's really about systemic racism. The culture is set up in such a way that if you are a white male, you have certain privileges, whether that is going in and buying a firearm or getting a particular job or operating a certain way. It is just white privilege. And many people are now recognizing that. Even white people are saying, you know, there's something going on here that maybe we weren't aware of before, but now we're really trying to reconcile it. So what I think needs to happen is that we need to be careful about revisiting these instances because they re-traumatize us. Every time we think we've made it a little farther in our healing, then something happens and opens up an old wound. So we have to protect ourselves. Like I said, be kind to yourself. And I'm not approaching this like you should be on a total, you know, blackout. You should be informed, but you don't have to be inundated. There's only so much we can control, and then we have to think about other options for solutions.
Well, thank you for that, Dr. Hill. It seems like it continues to be open season on Blacks and now Asians. As a clinical psychologist and a very noted individual in your profession, what is this type of news and the current state of affairs, or should I say, what is this doing to our collective mental health?
It's damaging it. Because if we think that, oh, you know, we've arrived, or those times are behind us, or those types of things wouldn't happen to us, when we think about the church, right? You're in a place of worship. This is supposed to be a sanctuary. And then someone targets it. You feel like, are we back with four little girls? You know, why does this continue to happen? And so it is very painful. And when we also find that, okay, we'll let it go through the court system. We'll let the law and order take its place. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't work out that way. When someone gets to go free for killing us, it hurts. It's very damaging. It can be defeating. We can feel sadness, depression. What's the point? And then we can get to the point where we get angry, we disconnect, we mm-hmm. shut down. Mm-hmm. We might, you know, see someone and think, you know what, I'm going to get them an eye for an eye, which never works out in our favor, right? So I would say you have to think about it, but you don't have to wallow in it.
So you just said something about the fact that it hurts, and it does hurt. So one of the benefits of modern technology is that news can travel fast and the news can stay top of mind consistently. But the downside is that the images, the news is constantly in our faces. So I'm going to show you a picture that many of you have seen on social media, where we actually have on the left side a white mass shooter who was arrested next to an unarmed Black person that was murdered. It is indeed traumatizing. If you're in our audience and you just want to call in and share how you're feeling, or perhaps get a word of wisdom from Dr. Loren Hill, our KBLA Talk Power Lines is 1-800-920-1580. Now, in my workshop, and by the way, so if you know me in this community, like, okay, what is Loretta Shelby back on the radio? Yes, I'm a veteran broadcaster. I'm a former international broadcaster on Armed Forces Radio. I'm an actress. I work in entertainment. I write books and play, all of that. But a little known fact is that I do have my master's in media and communication psychology. And for 10 years, I've conducted a drama therapy group at a level 14 lockdown psychiatric facility. So I'm qualified to speak on the topic. I've worked with heavily traumatized young people. And there, but for the grace of God, some of the young people that I work with could be a damage to society. They are in the institution where they are now because they are a danger to themselves. Beautiful people in many ways, troubled in many ways, but where they are safe. As a result of doing that particular program over the years, my kids used to call me crazy. But in the context, I was teaching them, I was being very animated, doing whatever I could to get them laughing and engaged. And in many ways, it helped them to come out of their space, if only momentarily. So I created a concept called good crazy, bad crazy, and crazy crazy. Because I tell my kids, I'm like, okay, you're calling me crazy. That means I've made you laugh at me and giving you permission to laugh at yourself. So there's good crazy. You know, then there's bad crazy, there's crazy crazy. And you as a psychologist cannot use that word because you just cannot do that. But let's be real. In society, it is a word that exists. In society and sometimes in our family, we know someone who may be a little off, but they're not a danger to themselves or others. Then we know that person who's just silly, amazed, just funny. That's good crazy. They're going to show up and make you laugh. And then there's crazy, crazy, where the behaviors are just indescribable. So we have Jerry on the line. Can we take that call now? Hi, hello? Jerry. Hi.
Oh, yeah.
Good morning, and thank you for calling Urban Family Focus. You're here with Loretta Shelby and Dr. Loren M. Hill.
Oh, yeah. Hello there. Yeah, I have a question about gun control. It seems to be working in England. We need more gun control, but we also need more enforcement of gun control, because how many illegal guns are out there?
Absolutely. Thank you so much for your comment. We will address that now. I absolutely agree. However, now what I want to get to deeper in this conversation, like I said, we call good crazy, bad crazy, and crazy crazy. I'm not calling anyone by their name crazy right now. But in life, there are those who have a clinical disposition or diagnosis. Yet, there are many who are undocumented and undiagnosed, and they are functional, and they have biases, they have microaggressions, and they have the power to vote and to protect many times policies and procedures that can be damaging, that can also put weapons in the hands of those who are psychologically imbalanced and a danger to society. Dr. Hill, did I hit that right? Let's get it from the other professional.
You absolutely got that right. And I'm so glad you brought up the law and activism, because that is one way in which we can really be empowered. I think that there's a narrative about, you know, if there's a white person who goes out and shoots a bunch of, you know, racial and ethnic minorities, oh, they must be mentally unstable. That's not necessarily true. I think that fits a narrative that the public wants to hear, because who could do such a thing? Well, there's people who are very stable who will go out and create and do these racist acts. So I think we need to be careful to say, like, oh, just because there's a white person who goes out and kills 15 people that they're mentally unstable. That does not necessarily have to be the case. But the other part that you bring up about, you know, what the laws are and what the caller brought up about gun control. So we need to think about that. You know, what do? We something happens, we have an emotional reaction, but then do we move it to advocacy? Because there are laws, there are policies, and those don't get changed unless you get out and vote, right? So you have the power, even though people say, well, what difference does it make if I vote? What difference does it make if I serve on a jury? It does make a difference. It may be small, but every vote counts, whether you're sitting in the jury or whether you're sitting in the poll box.
Okay, and thank you so much for calling, Jerry. Please continue to enjoy the program this morning. Hopefully we can educate and inspire or just uplift you to get you from moment to moment. Okay, let's throw this into the discussion. I recently saw a play called A Heated Discussion, and it was a depiction of some of the greatest thought leaders in Black America over the last 50 years. And out of that discourse, it was directed by Ben Guillory and written by Levy Lee, but there was a character in the play who actually said that white supremacy is mental illness. They put it right out there. Now, here's what I believe, just, you know, being in working in the competencies that I work in. Many times when you have a mental illness or a bias or a microaggression that's not severe enough for you to be diagnosed, for you to be medicated, for it to be mandated that you seek treatment, you can be a functioning person in society. But you are still operating with those biases and with those microaggressions. Should I say this? Let me say it this way. I want to get myself in trouble. It would be great if we had a way to measure health and wellness before putting a ballot in someone's hand. It absolutely should be fair and equal that everyone should have a right to vote. But in some cases, a ballot can be as deadly as a bullet, because you can empower those who do not have your best interest at heart, and you can empower those who have the power to engage others. Can I hear January 6th from anybody? So, okay, don't go there, Dr. Hill, because this is not the deep political show. This is the Urban Family Focus. Okay, let me move to a question. In my workshop, one of the notions that I bring to awareness is you have to understand who you're dealing with to help you cope with what you are dealing with. For those of us who are, we may encounter those who have really severe and extreme notions about race. What would you suggest we do to better cope with these just day to day?
Don't engage with them. So you have a choice every moment, right? And Susan Taylor said something to a group of us some years ago, which I really took to heart. And in terms of your internal locus of control, if you will, it's what we can control that we can do, not what somebody else can do. And so when Susan Taylor said the following, I was like, ah, that's perfect. Does something need to be said? Does it need to be said by me? And does it need to be said now? Right? So if you're engaged with someone who has extreme views on anything, we're talking about race because something just happened, but extreme views, you saying something to them probably isn't going to change their mind. In fact, what it's probably going to do is make you more upset, and they'll become more ingrained in their idealism. So you want to be mindful about what your tolerance level is, and why do you need to engage someone who's combative?
The next question is, how do we decipher personalities versus attitudes versus clinical disorders versus someone who is potentially a danger to themselves or others? We will find out the answer to that when we come forward on Urban Family Focus here on KBLA Talk 1580.
You're listening to the all-new weekend lineup of enlightening, encouraging, and empowering talk shows.
Exclusively on KBLA Talk 1580.
We've got a lot to talk about.
I'm Kevin Brown, and here's the latest from the Black Information Network. The IRS will pay 5% in guaranteed interest to those with delayed tax returns. That's the word from the agency today. The policy begins in July. The actor who played the Red Power Ranger in the 90s TV series is facing federal charges for COVID fraud. TMZ reports Austin St. John had his home in Texas raided by the FBI, and he was arrested. Prosecutors say St. John was approved for $3.5 million in loans designed to help small businesses affected by COVID, but he used the money on himself. Rapper J. Cole is reportedly heading north of the border to play basketball. A report from The Athletic says the Grammy Award-winning rapper will be signing a contract with the Scarborough Shooting Stars in the Canadian Elite Basketball League. That's the latest. I'm Kevin Brown for the Black Information Network and BINnews.com.
At 7-Eleven, 6 days of coffee equals a seventh cup free when you scan the 7-Eleven app. Drink coffee twice a day, that's two free a week. Math tastes good. 7-Eleven, you brew you. Terms and conditions apply. See 7-Eleven.com for more details.
Yo, don't let nobody else up in this booth.
Excuse me. Now that I have your attention, may I ask you this question? What image comes to mind when you hear the word homeless? Do you believe it to be solely a big city urban problem? A problem that only affects cities like Los Angeles and New York that have been inundated with panhandlers and tent encampments? What causes one to become houseless, and what strategies should be implemented to assist in helping people achieve and maintain housing stability? And do you believe having access to affordable housing should be a right in this country? Well, you've come to the right place. You're listening to LA's all-new progressive talk radio station, of the people, by the people, for the people. It's KBLA Talk 1580, and we've got you covered around the clock. Racism?
We don't hate white people, we hate the oppressors, whether he be white, black, brown, or yellow.
We got you. Miseducation? We got you. Gun violence? We have you covered.
If you're afraid of socialism, you're afraid of yourself.
A black-owned and operated, evidence-based alternative radio station for progressive, open-minded people like you and me. Welcome home, L.A. We're all in this together. It's KBLA Talk 1580, broadcasting from the heart of L.A.'s Leimert Park. We've got a lot to talk about.
You can't do it unless you believe that you can do it.
KBLA Talk 1580. We've got a lot to talk about.
KBLA Talk 1580, connecting you with services and solutions. The Koreatown Youth and Community Center, or KYCC, was established in 1975 to support at-risk youth. Today, KYCC is the leading multi-service organization in Koreatown, supporting children and their families in the areas of education, health, housing, and finances. KYCC is committed to making Koreatown a safe and beautiful place to live and work. The mission of KYCC is to serve the needs of the Korean Americans in Greater Los Angeles as well as the multi-ethnic Koreatown community. KYCC's programs and services are directed towards recently immigrated, economically disadvantaged youth and families and promote community socioeconomic empowerment. To donate, volunteer, or to get help, 213-365-7400. That's 213-365-7400 or visit kycccla.org. This is a community call to action from KBLA Talk 1580.
If you live in L.A. County, you could be eligible for free internet. Call 866-298-1825 to see if you qualify for free home internet. Call 866-298-1825. Brought to you by L.A. County's Delete the Divide Initiative. 866-298-1825.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with GEICO, we hired a scary movie victim.
Oh no, a tree fell on my car, and there's only one thing to do. Trip over my own feet and pull myself across the lawn while yelling help at a barely audible volume.
Sorry to interrupt. But you filed a claim with GEICO, so you've got a designated claims team to help you.
This GEICO sounds suspiciously reassuring. Are you sure I don't end up getting surprised with an unexpected twist?
Just that your GEICO team will always be there to keep you updated.
No!
What is it?
Oh, nothing. I just didn't see that coming.
GEICO. Great service without all the drama.
KBLA Talk 1580. We've got a lot to talk about.
KBLA Talk 1580, connecting you with services and solutions. Minority AIDS Project is a California nonprofit organization that provides educational and other HIV/AIDS-related support services free of charge to eligible individuals regardless of age, gender, ethnicity, culture, language, or circumstances, with a primary focus on the African American and Latino communities in Central and South Central Los Angeles. Minority AIDS Project is the first community-based HIV/AIDS organization established and managed by people of color. It was founded by Archbishop Carl Bean and the Unity Fellowship Church of Christ in 1985 and has been serving South LA ever since. To make a donation or access services, call 323-936-4949. That's 323-936-4949 or visit MinorityAIDSProject.org. This is a community call to action from KBLA Talk 1580.
Did you know running your dishwasher every night with Cascade Platinum actually saves water?
Saving water. Smarter with the dishwasher.
It's true. An Energy Star certified dishwasher with Cascade Platinum uses only 4 gallons of water per cycle, while a running sink uses that every 2 minutes. Every load saves water.
Saving water. Smarter with the dishwasher.
So do it every night. Run your dishwasher with Cascade Platinum. The surprising way to
save water.
This is Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith.
Gerald Smith,
a spiritual and scientific evidence-based self-help program on KBLA Talk 1580.
And you just couldn't laugh. Oh, you couldn't laugh.
This is Urban Family Focus. I am Loretta Shelby in for the vacationing Reverend Gerald Smith. And our guest, actually, is... hopefully it's her second home. Our resident psychologist is here with us today, Dr. Loren Hill. And the topic, we're interweaving the planned topic with the prevailing topic, save your last nerve, basically. And we're talking about what's going on in this country continually, where it's open season on Blacks and now Asians, and we are not feeling safe. The focus of this program is we want to enlighten, we want to educate, we want to inspire, we want to give you tools to cope so that you can be uplifted. But time and time again, you know, we can't be caught with our guard down. A few moments ago, we put out the question, how do we decipher personalities? You know, if we're talking about just people that may be a little strange, when is it personality? If it's just attitudes, or if there are clinical disorders, or if it's someone who is potentially a danger to themselves or to you. How do we recognize the difference, or can we, Dr. Hill?
Sometimes we can, sometimes we can't. Like, we might have a family member or a coworker who's a little eccentric, right? They might dress a little differently, or, you know, the food they eat may seem a little odd to us, or even the way they converse with us might be a little off color. And we're like, But that's just, you know, people have their differences. And I think we're all unique, and that's okay. But then we need to really sort of do a gut check, if you will, right? Mm-hmm. We have this feeling, it's very primal, like when there's danger. Mm-hmm. And Gavin DeBecker has a great book, The Gift of Fear. And so he chronicles time and time again where people were in instances where they felt like almost that, you know, hairs on the back of your neck stand up. And they just said, oh, no, that can't be Bob. Or, oh, you know, this person just offered to help me carry my groceries, only for them to later have done some great bodily harm or even killed them. So it's okay to feel like, wait, something's a little odd here, because we can sense danger and we should react on it. It's better to have that sense and back away from someone or protect yourself and then live to see another day than to just tamp that down. And then, you know, you end up with some serious injuries or things can happen. So I would say really trust your gut around dangerousness, fear. We need to honor that versus trying to be, you know, polite and nice. So that's what I would say. You know, there's people who have these, you know, sort of oddness that we're like, oh, that's endearing. But then there's people who you're like, something's really wrong here.
Got it. Well, you know, that is it's great information, and sadly is something we have to pay more attention to. And I know some of you are thinking, but if I'm in aisle three, you know, looking for spaghetti, I'm not thinking of that. But part of that the trauma of what we feel now is that now it's a second thought. I remember not too long before we had a mass shooting. I believe it was somewhere out here in California in a supermarket. And just the day before, I was thinking, well, I wonder what I would do if someone came in here. And within 24 hours, something like that had happened. So, of course, the undercurrent is some type of mental illness or some critical bias that becomes deadly for someone. Let's talk about what some of the top mental illnesses and issues are. I hope my stomach growling didn't catch the microphone, because I could sure hear it right here. It's early, y'all. It's early. Catch a worm. I need to catch a bagel. Anyway, anxiety disorders. What types of anxiety disorders are there?
Well, there are a number of them. And even though we've had this recent incident, we are now still dealing with the pandemic, right? So anxiety across the board, across ages, across cultures has increased during this time. And so if you are Black or Asian, you've got the anxiety of are we going to be here today, be here tomorrow, is stuff going to open back up, I'm going to have my job, when are the kids going back to school? All of these things are based in worry, and so we become anxious, like, when is this going to resolve itself? So if you're, you know, Black or Asian, you've got that and this other stuff that we're talking about, like, we're targets. So anxiety can just go through the roof, and it doesn't have to raise to the level of clinical, like, you don't have to have a diagnosis, but we all feel anxious from time to time. So we want to be mindful if that anxiety doesn't decrease, or you find that it continues to go on, or you get to the point where you're so anxious you can't make a decision, you're not enjoying life. Many of these diagnoses, what we're looking for is, what is the quality of life? How is it impacting your ability to work, to enjoy others, to go to school, to just kind of get through the day? And the more those impacted. So if you're very anxious, then you're not going to be able to go to work or school or enjoy family. So we're looking for quality of life, how it impacts your quality of life.
We appreciate your insight on that. If you have a question for Dr. Hill, a clinical psychologist, a noted a clinician in her field, the power lines for KBLA Talk is 1-800-920-1580, 1-800-920-1580. Okay, bipolar affective disorder, briefly, what is that? Because, again, we throw out mental health. Everyone is not skilled enough to know. I mean, how can we classify these behaviors? So we don't want you to be an expert if you're just tuning in, but to just take baby steps to try to analyze what you might be experiencing in yourself or someone else. Bipolar affective disorder.
So one way to kind of easily think about this, it's bi, right? So that means two. So there's one side or the other. And what we think about is mania, where you're up all the time. You could be up for hours, days, doing many, many things. And then there's depression, right? So these are two poles. One side is up, one side is down. And so you can have both, or you could have one or the other. So we want to have this addressed by a clinician, and you will probably need some type of medication to balance this.
Okay.
It's really a mood disorder.
All right. Thank you for that, Dr. Hill. Dissociation and disassociative disorders.
Yeah. So now we're getting real complex, right?
We're catching that worm. The worm is wisdom, Reverend Gerald.
Yes.
So the worm is wisdom. If you've got reception on that island you're floating on right now.
Yes. Okay. And hopefully, like Loretta said, you've got that pina colada going.
Right.
But dissociative disorder is really when someone has detached from reality. Right. So they may be saying some things or seeing some things and you're like, I don't see what's going on here. So that's another clinical one that we would want to seek help from a psychologist or a psychiatrist on. You need a diagnosis for that.
Okay, hopefully this is helping someone, because we know it's where we live. It's not just the others. It's also in our community. Paranoia.
Yes. So this one is really interesting, because there's this saying that just because you're paranoid doesn't mean somebody's not watching you, right? But in the clinical sense, paranoia is really over the top, right? You think that someone is poisoning your food, or someone, you're getting these messages externally. So you're fearful, you're paranoid, you can't go anywhere, you can't do anything, and it just, you know, ruminates throughout your mind. So paranoia, also you want to see a psychiatrist or a psychologist.
We are helping you to save your last nerve this morning here on Urban Family Focus. I'm Loretta Shelby, in for the vacationing Reverend Gerald Smith. Dr. Loren Hill is our resident psychologist. When we come forward, we'll discuss PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, here in KBLA Talk 1580.
Healthy lives, healthy home, and a healthy community. More of Urban Family Focus with Gerald Smith when we come forward on KBLA Talk 1580.
Dr. Fauci dishes on what his move would be if Donald Trump became the president again. Maisha Cairo with all this government tea. It's your K-Black Minute News on KBLA Talk 1580. Dr. Anthony Fauci said that he would resign as chief medical advisor to the president of the United States if Donald Trump wins the presidential election in 2024. Fauci was named to the post in 2021 and has also served as the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases since 1984. Dr. Fauci let it be known that he would quickly step down if Trump were to re-enter the White House as commander-in-chief, which could be a possibility. While Trump has not officially declared that he will seek the Republican nomination in 2024, he has been hosting rallies around the country and has endorsed several Republicans who have won their primary elections. Maisha Cairo signing off for KBLA Talk 1580.
The Los Angeles Urban League and Parkside Economic Development Corporation are on a mission to close the wealth gap between Black and white households. BWARP, the Black Wealth Attainment and Retention Program's virtual workshops can help your family acquire, grow, maintain, and pass down legacy wealth. Learn from the experts about crypto essentials, wealth impacted by the unexpected, building real wealth with real estate, a healthy approach to wealth building, women handling business, retirement for personal success planning. Register for this free series that could change your financial future at laul.org/BWAARP. Your path to financial empowerment continues with BWARP, the Black Wealth Attainment and Retention Program, every second and fourth Wednesday in March, April, and May at 6 p.m. Register now at laul.org/BWAARP.
It's Macy's ultimate shopping event with an extra 25% off summer trends when you use your coupon or Macy's card. Like 30 to 50% off men's suits and blazers, 10 to 50% off fine jewelry for your next standout moment. And style your sanctuary with 50 to 60% off comforter sets. Plus, Macy's Star Rewards members earn on every purchase except gift cards, services, and fees. See Macy's.com/Star Rewards. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a speed bump. Did you hear what I said? I'm a speed bump. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, the cost to reattach your muffler could really be a bump in the road. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Bar and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Broadcasting live from Lamar Park, USA. Welcome back to your home for unapologetically progressive radio. KBLA Talk 1580.
The way they do my life, yeah. Made me wanna holler.
Urban Family Focus. We are here this morning discussing all things that make you want to holler. Indeed. With Dr. Hill this morning, we're discussing some of the types of mental illnesses that, you know, we may be exposed to or even experiencing. Schizophrenia is a familiar disorder. It can include mood swings, even multiple personalities, and also OCD, obsessive compulsive disorder. We're kind of familiar with that. Before we get to PTSD, though, Tima is calling from Los Angeles with a question for you, Dr. Hill. Tima, good morning.
Good morning, and I first want to give appreciation for the topic and for your guest, who is such a calming presence. So I just have a question, like, you know, when things happen in our community and we are drawn to each other to talk about these things, I just wanted to know, like, what are some of the ways we can move the conversation forward away from kind of just re-experiencing the pain and the anguish of it? How do we help each other to stay positive and affirming? And which, like I heard the doctor talk about, take good care of yourself. How do we do that and still be present with each other and kind of secure that we're all able to move past this trauma?
Great question, Tima. Thank you so much. Dr. Hill, what say you?
Thank you so much, Tima, for calling in this morning. I appreciate you. I hope you've got your coffee there with you. So I would say that I'm so glad that you picked up on me saying, let's try to move forward, right? This happens. It will continue to happen, unfortunately, because there's violence in the world and we feel like we're targets, and we often are. But we have to be kind to ourselves, because we can get caught up in what is now actually unfortunately termed trauma porn. And trauma porn has to do with Black bodies being killed on camera time and time again, or people going to the scene to see what's going on. So let's think about how we can take our attention off of that and move to something that we can be kind to ourselves on.
So then would you say, this is a perfect time to segue into PTSD, would you say that being Black in America, having PTSD is a byproduct of being Black in America?
You know, it's a provocative statement, but I do think that clinically, if we were to look at the Diagnostic Statistic Manual, the DSM-5, TR now, because it's just been revised, there's a whole sort of criteria for PTSD. But I do think that as Black people, we are constantly exposed to these, you know, someone being killed, whether we're there our loved one or whether there's someone that we can relate to because they have brown skin or black skin. And we need to really be mindful of that. And we need to be mindful of it. We don't need to dismiss it. We need to talk to people about it. We need to talk to ourselves about it, talk to a clinician, and move to a space where we can get to some healing. Otherwise, we're just re-traumatizing ourselves without ever healing.
So, Dr. Hill, what do you say to those who are like, enough of the conversations, enough of the panel discussions, you know, the people that are doing the workshops and seminars are not the people who need the help. You're preaching to the choir. What would you say to people who are feeling that way and or those who are on the edge? You got 1 minute to answer that question.
Be encouraged and don't give up. And even though it may seem like it's enough of that, I think there's always opportunities to educate and inform. So the panels need to happen, the workshop need to happen, and we need to move to the next phase, which is advocacy. I said it again, vote. Also do jury duty. You know, people are like, I don't want to do either one of those, or what difference does it make? Well, it's a way to empower yourself. So stay informed, advocate, and, you know, move to a position of empowerment.
So on that note, just before we come forward, I'm going to break protocol slightly and just remind our audience that this conversation and program is brought to you by the Los Angeles Urban League, and they offer a number of resources for empowerment. Visit laul.org today to find out about workforce development, business camps, tech workshops for teens, and programs for entrepreneurs. And again, because of the Urban League, we're having these discussions about what ills and what heals our community. More from Urban Family Focus when we come forward.
More of KBLA Talk 1580's all-new weekend lineup when we come forward.
Are you behind on your LADWP water and power bill? LADWP is here to help. Their payment plans and other assistance programs can get you the help you need to pay past due bills and even save on future bills. Don't wait. Sign up for a payment plan or bill discount program today by visiting ladwp.com/cares or call 1-800-DIAL-DWP. That's 1-800-342-5397.
If you live in L.A. County, you could be eligible for free internet. Call 866-298-1825 to see if you qualify for free home internet. Call 866-298-1825. Brought to you by L.A. County's Delete the Divide Initiative. 866-298-1825.
The Institute for Diversity Certification is all about the three Ds: dedication, determination, and discipline. Learn more about our globally recognized diversity certification program today by calling 1-800-983-6192. Again, 1-800-983-6192, or visit diversitycertification.org. As the number one organization for certified diversity professionals and also certified diversity executive credentials, diversitycertification.org will provide an opportunity for you to demonstrate dedication to the field, determination to make progress, and more discipline to your process. Go today and learn more about the diversity certification system. Call 1-800-983-6192. Again, 1-800-983-6192. Or go to diversitycertification.org. That's diversitycertification.org. The standard of excellence, equity, diversity, and inclusion.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Summer is on the way, so let Venus get you summertime smooth. The Venus for pubic hair and skin collection is designed specifically for women's needs and gives pubic hair and skin the level of care it deserves. The collection includes a razor that has an irritation defense bar, skin smoothing exfoliant, 2-in-1 cleanser and shave gel, soothing serum, and the hair and skin softening oil. The full collection is dermatologist and gynecologist tested. You can buy the products on their own or as a part of a collection at all major retailers where you typically find your favorite Venus products.
Weekdays,
weekends,
we've got a lot to talk about.
You're listening to KBLA Talk 1580.
We thank you so much for being a part of this discussion here on Urban Family Focus this morning. We're not finished yet. We promised resources, and you've got them. If you need help, or if someone you know needs help, here is a hotline or helpline for you. It's the department, the LA Department of Mental Health. The helpline number is 800-854-7771. That's 800-854-7771. The helpline serves as a primary entry point for mental health services with the Los Angeles County Department of Mental Health. It's an emotional support warm line with trained active listeners available from 10:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. The warm line is, that's option two. For the main line, you can get mental health screening assessment, referral to a service provider, crisis counseling, and mobilized field response teams, and links to other services. If you have a hearing or speech disability, then you want to call 711. Dr. Hill?
I would also invite you to visit NAMI, the National Alliance for Mental Health. They have a helpline, 800-950-6242, or you can chat with them. And if you're in crisis, text NAMI to 741741 24/7.
Give that number again.
The number again is 800-950-6264.
And that's for NAMI. And then again, the number for the LA Department of Mental Health is 800-854-7771. And let me say this. If you don't get them right away, be patient, be persistent. You act like you do when you're calling in to get them free concert tickets. You know, I'm sorry. I wasn't supposed to say that, but be persistent. And we also invite you to become a part of the Urban Family Focus community. And you can do that by liking us on Facebook at Urban Family Focus. We're on Instagram at Urban Family Focus, and also on Twitter, Urban Family Focus, and our website is urbanfamilyfocus.com. Dr. Hill, 10 seconds of hope. What do you have to say?
Be encouraged.
Be encouraged, and I concur. I am Loretta Shelby. It has been a pleasure sitting in for Reverend Gerald Smith. We thank Reverend Gerald for having the insight and the vision to provide this. We're appreciative to KBLA Talk 1580 for giving us the platform. Black Lives Matter is next with another stimulating and elevating discussion that will move us forward as a community. Thank you, Dr. Hill.
My pleasure.
Peace and blessings.
Thank
you. Your folks might understand you by and by. Just move on.